Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Philip Fishaber. The New Testament reading for today is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 to 23. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. Just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness, and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. The Christian life is hard work, and it's easy to get discouraged. St. Paul says in Romans, I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? We should all certainly lament our sin and our inability to obey God's law. To do so is nothing other than to confess that God's word is true. But these words to the Colossians are also true. Paul is right to give thanks to God for their faith and the fruit of love they bear. And likewise, dear Christian, the church gives thanks to God for you. You may be weak, you may be strong, you may bear abundant and visible fruit. Your works may be known only to God, but they are well pleasing to him. Yet Paul doesn't stop with praise. He prays that they would be filled with knowledge and walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, bearing fruit, increasing in wisdom, being strengthened, and giving thanks. This work of sanctification is never complete. You can't say, I've done enough good works and don't need to do any more. You can't say, I've resisted sin hard enough and needn't struggle against it any longer. Or, I've learned enough and now I'm done. There is no enough. You must always keep striving to do God's will. But don't be discouraged. You aren't saved by your works. You are saved by God alone, who has qualified you to share in his inheritance and made you a part of his kingdom. He has called you to never cease doing good works and hearing his word. He has called you to never cease to repent and believe in him. And because you are a Christian, you are doing well. But because you are a Christian, you can never stop striving to resist sin and to serve and know God better, regardless of the size and sweetness of the fruit you bear. You do this not to gain salvation or earn God's favor. You do this because Christ is your head. He has reconciled you by his blood and given you peace with God. He has saved you by his death from your evil deeds in order to present you holy and blameless. Continue in this faith you have received. Abide in his word. Grow in knowledge of faith and in love for your neighbor. Bear that fruit for which the church prays and give thanks because God has qualified you to do it. It is well pleasing to him. He will bless you for it, even as he has already blessed you with salvation. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Stir up, O Lord, the wills of your faithful people, that they, plenteously bringing forth the fruit of good works, may by you be plenteously rewarded. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.